forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome to the Forsooth Podcast, the only podcast for sooths, and I guess other people too.
Which other people?
People who will listen to you.
So, just you then?
Pretty much. Pretty much just me. So, last week we had a lot of fun, so this week we're going to jump into our main story, which has to do with Taylor Swift.
Oh, yay!
T. Swiftner.
Yep, the Tay Swift.
The Swiffer.
The Swiffer the...
that's what I call her, the Swiffer.
The Taylor Swiffer picker-upper?
The Swiffer picker-upper. So, apparently, Taylor Swift, who, you know, has opinions about everything.
Of course.
Wrote a letter to Apple.
Of course.
And it has to do with Apple's new pay service for music.
Because musicians make bank off of those things.
Well, it's regardless if they make bank off it, the main reason she's got a problem is the fact that Apple will be giving its customers 3-month free trials. How dare they?
How dare they
give How dare they?
Free trials for 3 months.
The real reason that she wrote the letter, though, the reason she's upset, and I actually think there's a little bit of validity to this, and I'm not saying ever that Taylor Swiftner is right, but the Swiftness kind of has a point. So, Apple will not be paying the musicians, producers, writers for their music, for the work that they do during that 3-month time that it is heard by lots of people.
Well, if it's Apple's decision to do this free trial for 3 months, why did the artists have to suffer?
That's why Taylor Swift wrote the open letter. It's basically saying that, hey, Apple, what the fuck?
I'm sure it says exactly that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say that word for word, but that's basically what she's saying. She's saying, Apple, what the fuck?
Okay.
Okay.
So what was the final decision on that one?
It's open letter. What do you, final decision. She's not letting them play her music on the streaming service.
Okay. So that's the final decision on that.
There's no final decision. Thank you, Monica. You're always very helpful, as usual.
Is that your final decision?
Other words in the news going on today is that a man has wasted 6.5 years of his life.
That's news?
Well, it's news because of why he did it.
Oh, okay. Why did he do it?
Take a guess as to what you think he did with 6.5 years of his life.
Finding out new and interesting ways to masturbate.
Nope. Try again.
Did he learn how to paint something and then fail utterly?
Nope, try again.
Okay, did he learn a trade and fail it completely? I don't know, man. What did he do?
All right, so the most manly thing you could possibly do, he took up crocheting.
Look, I don't know why the sexist comments. If guys want to crochet, they can crochet.
Look, there's a lot of things that I do that are a little bit effeminate. I mean, I sew, I cook, I wear an apron.
Call that cooking.
I clean house. I'm basically a home wife. Yeah. But that aside, I still think crocheting is not something that I would ever find an interest in doing as a man.
Okay. You want to be closed-minded?
There's a level of closed-mindedness or whatever, but so I'm just going to just move forward because you're a horrible person. And he spent 6.5 years of his life crocheting a Super Mario Brothers 3 map.
That doesn't sound like a waste of time at all.
You think it's not a waste of time, but it's only the world 1 map.
Okay.
And here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem, the little hammer brother doesn't move.
That's Well, how's he going to do something like that with crochet hooks? He's not a magician.
Look, I would be impressed if it moved.
Look, he put the damn Hammer Brother on there. That's impressive.
Well, maybe
he could have just made it boring as crap and just left all the stuff that actually moves off the map.
I'm just saying he could have easily had made the Hammer Brother its own
crochet.
Is that
the picture?
That's the picture.
Yeah. Dude, like the little help bubble on the castle should be blinking, and you're not mad about that?
Well, I'm just saying that's a little bit, but what he should have done.
That little card thing for the
should be rotating. I agree. That one's wrong too. But so the Hammer Brother could have been crocheted separately, and he could have that with like a stick in between, and he could literally underneath the blanket when he's snuggling up, slide it back and forth.
It's not a blanket. It's a rug. What's he snuggling up to?
It's more like a crocheted rug
not a blanket. It's a rug.
I think it's a blanket.
No, it's totally a rug. It's like next to his coffee table.
Well, that's because he's showing it off.
He showed off on his bed, if it was a blanket.
So apparently he wasted over several weeks. Oh, he resides
in Denmark. There you go.
Yeah, he lived in Denmark. He wasted over a couple weeks redoing the moat water because he accidentally chose purple instead of blue.
Is he colorblind?
No. Well, does it look like he's colorblind?
Look at him and look at his... I can't look at your face and be like, oh, red, green, deficient. That's not how that works.
I'm talking about his freaking rug. Here's the problem. I'm slightly colorblind, so because of the fact that I'm slightly colorblind, this looks as it would look on the screen. Whether or not the screen or this is accurate when I'm looking at it doesn't make sense to me.
So why do you throw a fit about purple?
What?
Why do you throw a fit about purple?
Because it didn't match the colors and he said it looked god-awful.
Then why do you pick purple?
Okay. Moving on. This guy is not what you would call effeminate in any way, shape, form. He is a Norwegian skydiving champion. I don't know how you'd get to become a Norwegian skydiving champion. Is that just by not dying?
Yeah. Controlling your fall.
You fall
in style, as Buzz Lightyear puts it.
You haven't died. Congratulations.
You continue to succeed in not dying.
You're a world champion at skydiving.
Well, your competition has plummeted to their doom. And you seem to have lived.
Five people.
All five of them. Their shoots failed tragically. One was filled with forks. I don't even know what happened here.
I want to point out, is Norwegian skydiving different than regular skydiving? Like, in Norwegian skydiving, do people like three people jump out and only one parachute is thrown out after them and they have to survive until one of them gets it on?
That's German skydiving.
Okay, that sounds like German skydiving.
Yeah, that's when they actively try to kill you.
Okay, that's about right.
They also send down paratroopers next to you that actually shoot at you as you're falling.
Okay, I could believe it. I could believe it. So he's also a computer programmer, and he's only 31 years old right now.
But why did it take him 6 years to crochet a freaking rug?
Well, I don't know. Either he spent more time doing crocheting than we know of, or he literally just, maybe did an hour. Well, he says he did over 800 hours of crocheting.
800 hours? How slow is he to crocheting?
The man needs to work. I mean, he has a life.
Plus, how many days is 800 hours?
But moving on to our next topic, because that's what we have to do in this.
It's 33 days.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry that he didn't, crochet solid for multiple days. Another fun little fact going on. Pamela Anderson was apparently became a Contessa? She was a porn star, right?
Was she?
Well, I mean, she didn't. I don't think she did porn, but I mean, Baywatch is pretty close, right?
Baywatch is pretty close.
So, plus, I mean, the posing nude for Playboy and having a weird, creepy relationship with Hugh Hefner.
Don't they all have weird, creepy relationships with Hugh Hefner?
I'm just saying. And now she's a Contessa.
So what?
Italy's crazy.
So what? Let him be crazy.
So apparently, in Genoa, Italy, she was officially named Countess De Gigli, that shitty movie.
She's named after a movie?
I don't know why they had to change her name. I mean...
No, look, it's Lady Pamela Anderson, the Countess De Gigli.
Yeah. Are they... I see what you did, Italy. Oh, you're so funny, Italy. She's not like a real count. She's like a countess of a movie. Oh, brilliant. That's the honor to give an actor. To make them a countess of a movie.
She wasn't even in that movie.
You don't have to be in that movie.
Why is she the countess of a movie she's not even in?
I don't know. Just saying. It's pretty appropriate. But the real reason why she got this great honor is because apparently She partnered with an Italian Mediterranean Sea Life Association and did a lot of work promoting marine life. But, I mean, to be honest, the work she probably did had more to do with her, you know, fame.
Isn't she also huge on PETA?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to alienate a lot of people with this. PETA is not a good place. So.
Well, now we're going to alienate them with this. Like, no one came out and specifically talked about PETA at all. Just because we're talking bad about one of their members doesn't mean that PETA's going to come in and hate us. But no,
well,
you say
might, they might kill us because of the whole hate on Pam Anderson.
They can't kill us. Technically, we're animals.
Well, they kill plenty of animals anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay, regardless. She also had her two sons, Brandon and Dylan, knighted as well, which is, I guess, good for them.
Why did they knight the kids? What did they do?
They were born out of Pamela Anderson's loins.
What, so because she's a countess, should they have to be knights?
I think that's how it works with royalty.
No, don't you have to earn being a knight?
I don't think you have to earn shit being royalty.
Well, why would you earn pieces of shit?
Moving on. I don't want to talk about shit on this podcast, Monica.
Too late.
But I'll talk about Honey Boo Boo.
You said you didn't want to talk about shit, though.
Well, I'm talking about Honey Boo Boo's house.
Yeah, which is covered in toilet paper.
Not toilet.
This picture has it covered in toilet paper.
Look, Honey Boo Boo's...
They're currently TPing the house.
Honey Boo Boo's mom, June, or baby June, or Boo
Mama
June.
Mama June.
Mama June? Mama June. Is that really her name?
I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Mama June left their house, apparently, to move to a better place.
Is it heaven?
I don't know. Maybe canceled reality TV world? And so they were, I guess, renting the house that they were living in before.
Aren't they rich as hell?
Well, see, there was the thing. They had a really smart contract that really only gave them a small amount of the money, and the rest of it went into a fund for the kids so that she couldn't, like, touch it or whatever.
So she couldn't touch it or whatever.
But, so, like, she got a little bit of money. So it wasn't like they were poor, but, like, the money that whatever that Honey Boo Boo, is that the name of that monster child? The money that Honey Boo Boo earned was, like, safe for Mama June's and Sugar Bear or whatever the heck their names are.
Who the fuck is
Twinkle,
Sugar Bear?
Twinkle Toe and Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Roscoe was in season 3, I think, right?
I don't know, dude. I don't watch that show.
Roscoe was in season 3.
And, I know that you're a big fan of that show, though.
So the person who bought the house, I guess, bought it for $27,000 or something, and they put it back in the market now for $45,000 because fucking a really horrible reality TV star lived in there.
Yeah, imagine what it would have been worth if somebody worth a damn was living there.
Oh, no, I'm very, 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 very knowledgeable about things like that. I mean, I constantly am watching celebrities' houses go on the market.
Yeah,
not because not because I want to buy them, but because when they have open houses, I can use their toilets.
You know, Upper Decker their toilets.
The main idea is that if I ever run into, like, for instance, Sean Penn, I could look at him in the eye and say, "I've shit in your toilet."
Oh, my God. You would, too.
Why wouldn't I?
No, not shit in your... Well, you would do that, but you would straight up be like, yeah, hey, Sean Penn.
FYI.
You don't know me.
But I shit in your toilet.
But I shit in your toilet.
Counts.
That's just your goal in life, is just to shit in all the celebrity toilets.
Not my goal. But
are you going to report on who has a bidet and who has a golden toilet and...
No, no, but if I posted pictures...
I bet John Stamos had a golden toilet.
We're not talking about him anymore. But
I bet Benedict Cumberbatch has a bidet.
But if I posted pictures of me pooping on celebrities' toilets, Google would immediately ban them from their search drive.
Why?
Well, you didn't hear the news?
Which of the news?
Google is to shut down revenge porn on its search drive.
And
that's
shitting
right
on another celebrity's toilet is revenge porn now.
The way that I do it. But, so apparently, anybody that posts anything that they consider intensely personal and emotionally damaging, images that are harmful to people without their consent, Google is going to make sure that it doesn't show up in their search drive.
So, picture rape.
What?
Picture rape.
No.
Intensely personal, emotionally damaging, and against their will, picture rape.
No.
Rape from, yeah.
No,
yeah, posting the pictures against their will. And it's damaging. It's picture rape.
No, no. Here is the problem. If you were to have pictures of you taken and you did not want them online and they are inappropriate pictures, you cannot have them show up on internet search drives by helping Google help you.
Help Google help you.
Yes.
Help Google help you.
Yes. Show me the money. Did we just make a Jerry Maguire reference?
Oh, unfortunately.
All right. But, I mean, this is something that I really...
You can shoot in his toilet. I bet Tom Cruise has a golden toilet.
I don't think I could get on Tom Cruise's property.
I bet it's made out of couches.
I bet I could get on Tom Cruise's property if I was a Scientologist.
If you were a Scientologist, maybe. But let's be honest. You don't have the millions of dollars you have to sink into that pyramid scheme in order to get... fucking cult to accept you.
I bet there's a rule that if you have a card that says that you are a Scientologist, you are allowed to just walk up to Tom Cruise's house and just say, "Yes, sir, I'm here for the free shit in your toilet." And Tom Cruise will have to go, "Well, I signed that contract. Come on in, sir."
The free shit. Seriously, you think they have a card that says free shit times one?
Am I the only one that thinks it's like an achievement to shit in a famous person's toilet?
Yes.
Oh. Huh.
Yes, that's
but
you.
But think about it.
No one else.
Is there any celebrity that you think is amazing?
Plenty.
Who? Give me one. Give me your top.
My top? I'm not going to give you my top, because John Stamos is the only one that pops in my head right now.
That doesn't count. I want someone you're actually like really like. You look. If they came in to any place that you were at and like just walked in the room and were like, "I'm here, motherfuckers," and you'd just be all like,
I don't know, man. Sean Connery, David Bowie.
David Bowie. If you were given the chance to use David Bowie's bathroom.
I would never, ever, ever.
Why? Are you afraid that you're going to sit in glitter?
Yeah, you know he shits glitter.
He doesn't poop. You know he just glitter just poofs out.
Dude, you know how hard it is to get glitter out of everything.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I do. But if you were had a picture taken of you covered in David Bowie's poop glitter...
Glitter
and
poop.
You didn't want it online.
Nobody would know it was poop. They would just think it was a glitter bomb.
But nope, you don't want it to be online. You can have Google help you take it down.
Help Google help you.
But here's the thing. If you were to be stopped by Google, similar to those videos that stop you from like downloading, oh, this is due to a complaint. This is not allowed to be put online because it's sensitive or licensed material that you're not allowed to be downloading online. You can still find that to hell with Google, right? So now all those creepers are just not going to search on Google.
So they're going to search on what, Yahoo?
Or Bing. Brought to you by Bing.
The Yahoo.
Oh, want to search for pictures of your ex? Check out Bing. Microsoft is okay with damaging pictures. Bing! There's Bing for that.
That's the sound of your...
What's the slogan for Bing? Bing, we're slightly worse than Google.
I don't know, man. I took that test that you know, you secretly prefer Bing test, where they do the blind side-by-side with Google and with Bing, and I fucking wanted Google, despite not knowing it was Google. Google works better. I'm sorry, Microsoft. You fail.
Again, Bing. When Google doesn't work.
That's like the Pepsi for when there isn't any Coke.
Bing. When typing 6 letters is too many.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bing. We're literally just one less letter than Google. Hmm. Bing. Now with Microsoft's awesome algorithms... Moving on. I'm attacking Bing too much. And I like Bing. Chandler Bing was the best.
Chandler Bing
was the best.
Chandler Bong.
All right. Apparently, I don't know if anyone knows this, but there was a young boy who played Anakin Skywalker.
Nobody knows about this.
It was in a little-known film.
What happened? Anakin Sky who?
Anakin Skywalker.
Skywalker, so that's an absurd name.
It was an indie film. It came out in 1999. It was called Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Episode 1 indicates it should be more than just one episode, right?
Well, yes. I mean, it was supposed to be, I guess, a long series of things, but I guess they only did the one film.
A film? Because that sounds like it would be like a TV show.
No. This was an independent art house theater show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In fact, I think it might have been a live stage read.
Just a read. With no actual acting.
Well, they didn't get the funding, I don't think. Oh. I mean, well, they tried to run on Kickstarter, but Kickstarter didn't exist yet, so they didn't get their funds.
So with a name like Jake Lloyd, it just sounds like a person that wouldn't be able to act himself out of a paper bag anyway.
I guess it was great that
it was just a read.
I think the only time I've ever seen him acting was as a child in Jingle All the Ways and Star Wars Episode 1. But moving along, he apparently was involved in a very, very interesting incident in which he was swerving, and the cops tried to get him to pull over, and he was all like, nope, and ran. And for 20 minutes, he was avoiding the police until he drove off the road, threw some fences, and hit a tree.
He threw a fence?
No, he went through a fence.
Oh, that's less interesting.
Less interesting. And when they tried to arrest him, he told them his name was Jake Broadbent, which I assume is his porn name.
Do you think Jake Lloyd is a screen name?
No, I think that Jake Broadbent is his porn name. That's like what he's like, oh,
what, like the first,
Broadbent.
Like the name of the street he grew up on and his first pet?
Was his first pet's name Broad and his street was Bent Avenue?
I don't know, maybe. Could be the other way around, though.
Look, regardless, I don't care.
I like
care.
The idea of him having a dog named Bent.
I don't care about... about what if it's
living
his
on a street name Broad.
I just love the fact that he thought, well, I mean, clearly he could get away with, like, oh, no one knows who I am. My name is Jake Broadbent. And clearly, the officers didn't know his name wasn't Jake Broadbent. I mean, maybe they checked his picture ID or something, but he was detained under the name Jake Broadbent. So whether he's Jake Lloyd or not Jake Lloyd doesn't really matter. His picture is on his ID. I mean, it
he
really
looks like
shows
a creeper.
It really shows that, you know, if you don't age well, you just don't age well.
Man, you know what he looks like? He looks like one of those really shitty, like the Disneyland check yourself in 25 years kind of take the picture and just like screw it up. Those never turn out just right. But his apparently looks perfect.
So you're saying that when he took that this is what you'll look like if you smoke in 20 years, and yeah. It was all like, bing, done.
Bing!
I got
this. Bing was the sound of you getting a boner at the revenge porn that you couldn't find on Google.
Oh, no. Bing is the sound of disappointment. Bing will help you find Google in case you can't. He starts saying, it's like, did you mean to use Bing? Here, let me connect you to Google. Thanks, Bing. You're the best.
And then Bing pops you to the side for a, here, let me Google this for you.
Let me Google this for you. Bing, now with Google. Oh, he's sad. So, good news about movies, though. Apparently, well, not movies, but just comics in general. Miles Morales, the first biracial Spider-Man, is to join the main Marvel Comics universe after the Secret Wars.
Hooray!
He's a little black and Hispanic descent Spider-Man.
Hooray! First of all time.
Well, I mean, just saying. Maybe we can finally have the Childish Gambino blam. I mean, I don't think Childish Gambino is, you know, Hispanic. But if he's a good enough actor, he can pull it off.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Who are we going to get to do him in a movie?
Wait, quick. Use Bing to find out if Charles Gambino is part Hispanic.
Bing! Here, let me Google that for you.
No. It's just, I don't want to see revenge porn of Charles Gambino, Bing. Please, just tell me.
Nope. That's Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Way to be racist, Bing.
No, Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. What do you mean racist? That's horrible. We're all like, oh, you know, all Childish Gambinos look the same.
All Childish Gambinos look the same. No, definitely not Hispanic, no. But I think he could pull it off.
If he's a good enough actor, right?
Yeah, I like him.
He's a boy.
Donald Glover.
I'm just saying.
Not the Childish Gambino.
Bing!
Bing!
On the Bing! Darker side, no! though, on the darker side of the whole Spider-Man world right now, apparently details regarding the Sony Pictures deal with Marvel about Spider-Man from 2011 were linked, saying there were monetary requests of traits for Peter Parker, meaning he must be white, he must be male, clearly, he must not be gay, unless Marvel has portrayed that alter ego as a homosexual already. And he has to be Peter Parker.
Why is this even a thing?
Oh, no, it gets better.
Wasn't this... Okay, well, if it was it made gets in, better. Like, the 60s, then fine, I understand.
He's not allowed to have sex before the age of 16. But I guess the day after he turns it, it's fine. Well, how like, that's
even,
not a crime
how
still.
How did he even fucking determine in the comics? It's like, oh, he's just a teenager, whatever his age, nobody cares.
Here's the thing, it can't
When's
have...
his birthday, Marvel? When's his birthday? Oh, no. He turned 16 in August, and this issue was published in July. No.
I want to go over this list because I want you to think of the inverse. And imagine the movie this would be if it had the exact opposite of these rules. Spider-Man? Okay, so stop. Think about the opposite.
Well, I'm trying to think about the opposite.
Listen to me.
You're just going to be a woman who's gay.
No, I'm going to tell you the step-by-steps, and you're going to shut up and listen.
I never shut up and listen.
Does not torture.
Does not torture.
Does not kill in defense of self or others.
Oh my god.
Does not use foul language. Does not smoke tobacco. Does not do drugs. Does not abuse alcohol. And does not have sex before the age of 16.
It's Constantine.
Imagine the exact opposite of this. I would watch that Spider-Man movie.
It's Spider Constantine.
I would watch that movie.
Are there ghosts and demons and shit that he has to handle?
I don't know. We have to hit our last stories because we're almost done. And I really want to make sure we talk about this just for the creep factor. The first one that's really cool, though, is apparently a biotech firm is 3D printing fake rhino horns that are genetically identical to the real thing to flood the market with to fuck over poachers.
Fuck you, poachers.
Fuck you, poachers. I hope you die, poachers.
Well,
on rhino
horns. If it's that easy, on rhino horns. If it's that easy, like, can't the poachers just, like, poach the fake rhino horns and then sell them like they're real ones?
I don't think you understand how rhino horns work, or poaching. And then the next and last science story of the week is, apparently, there's a nice little rig you can put on the back of a cockroach that'll put electrodes in brain.
That's a giant cockroach.
And a camera to allow you to not only see where the cockroach is going, but use your brain to control what the cockroach does.
Oh my god, VR cockroach simulator?
Not simulators. Real cockroaches. Do you remember that movie, Fifth Element?
Yeah.
In which the criminal uses the cockroach camera to see what the president's doing?
Yeah. Do you remember in Orange is the New Black
Who thought that this was going to be an actual science that was designed and came to fruition?
Well, why isn't it like, you know, imagine how useful that would be in prison for the people that want to attach cigarettes to the backs of cockroaches and then train them to go into other people's cells and sell them.
That doesn't make any sense.
That happened in Orange is the New Black. It happens all the damn time in prison, apparently.
No, it doesn't.
That's like a real thing.
Okay.
If it was on TV, it must be true.
And that's all the time we have for this week's Forsooth podcast.
Still going to change it.
We're not changing the name.
Changing the name.
We're not changing the name. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Or never.
Probably never.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.